This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Federal Communications Commission says CBS-owned TV stations should pay more than $500,000 for indecency during the Super Bowl halftime show. The FCC proposes a $550,000 fine for Janet Jackson's breast-bearing performance. CBS is condemning the fine, and so are family groups who wanted a much tougher punishment. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Calculating the fine CBS should face created a tough math problem for the FCC. The commissioners decided to take the maximum fine, $27,500, and multiply that by the 20 CBS-owned and operated stations that aired the Super Bowl. That makes it the harshest fine ever imposed for indecency on TV. But Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein says, reckoned another way, the fine is totally inadequate.
After all the bold talk, it's just a slap on the wrist that Viacom can pay with just the revenue they get from 7.5 seconds of ad time on the Super Bowl.
Adelstein says the FCC should have fined all CBS stations, including the independents, who argued they didn't know what was coming, so they should not be held responsible. CBS says the fine should be figured this way: 0 times 0 equals 0. The network said today the incident was not indecent, that it had no control over Jackson's performance, so it should pay nothing. The network has not said whether it will challenge the fine in court, but has threatened to do so in the past. Or the $500,000 equals a dollar and change for each of the 540,000 complaints the episode generated. Laura Mahaney of the Parents Television Council says that math exposes the problem with the current system.
I think this goes ahead and shows Congress why the fine increase, you know, needs to happen, and needs to happen soon.
After the Super Bowl, Congress promised to do that and voted to raise fines at least tenfold, but the measure never got final approval. In part, that was because some linked the indecency problem to growing consolidation among media companies. Many in Congress who oppose indecency are reluctant to limit media concentration. But Laura Mahaney of the Parents Television Council says, regardless of the fines, the recent uproar has served one of her group's goals.
What is happening is people want their airwaves back. They want the affiliates and they want the networks to be held accountable for exposing their children to material that they don't want them exposed to.
And that's led to many more complaints to the FCC by newly deputized legions of media watchdogs. The latest target, an expletive used on the reality show Big Brother, broadcast on CBS. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.